10-win season and now the Insight Bowl. Do you feel like you guys maybe got some justice after maybe, I would call the snub from last year going to the Texas Bowl?
I don't know. I think everybody kind of looks at that as different ways. You know, my big thing is, just try and keep, you know, I always tell our players that how you get respect is you earn it. And if you don't feel respected, then you know we got to win more and win at a higher level. And so you know we did a better job of that this year, and hopefully we'll play well in this bowl game and have a chance to win 11 games and do the same thing next year.
Talk about the job that you had ahead of you with just all the distractions at the beginning of the year. I mean, how difficult of a coaching job was this season, maybe compared to the past ones? I mean, because this season could have been ugly. I mean, that, just with all the distractions.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't, you know, I've been head coach 20 years, and I never really as assistant too. Never had, you know, quite the, you know, the list of things that happened over like a 4 or 5 week period of time, and really unusual. I mean, you know, and. You look back at that and you know, I think that kind of, that's why I'm so proud of this team that, you know, a lot of teams that would really destroy the team. And you just, you know, you would just be battling each and every week to try to kind of figure it out. But we have a lot of great kids in this team and we have a good staff and I think we trust one another. And I think if anything else, it really made us tighter and more cohesive. And I'm real proud of that. That was a great test of the infrastructure of our program. And you don't want to go through it, but also, you know, the discipline things that you go through, that's how we build our program. And, you know, that I think overall will make us stronger.
Talk about Iowa and just your respect and what you know about Kirk Ferentz.
Well, he's a great coach. And I've known him for years. So I've kind of studied what he's done. Phil Parker, one of their defensive coaches, coached for me at Toledo. He's been with him for years and years and years. And I've read things about him, listened to him at clinics. And, 17 points, 4-5 losses this year. I mean, very easily they could have won 11 games. And I think the Big Ten might have been as strong as it's been for years and years this year. So great, great respect. I don't think you could, you know, really get a better matchup. I think it's probably as good as you can and a great place to go.
I know the Alumni Association was here earlier. You guys making a big push to get your fans involved. Maybe you can just elaborate on that a little more and what that means to get a good turnout for this bowl and what in terms of the future of this program.
Well, I think there's got to be a point where we quit talking about it and we do it. You know, I mean, really, I just bottom line, I mean, that's kind of the way it is. I know Iowa travels well. I remember when I was at Washington, we played them in a couple of Rose Bowls. And, they do a remarkable job traveling. And, it's our job to win consistently and go to bowls, and then it's our, you know, we have great fans, and we've seen all the great things that have happened in the zoo and the gold and just our fan base and our students, how remarkable they've been. But this is the next thing we don't need to be talking about this every year. You go to bowls every year, you market, where are we going to go? Well, depends where we go. No, it doesn't depend on where we go. You're going to see the Missouri Tigers, and that's a Mike Anderson-ism that I stole. And that's who you go to the Mizzou Arena for, is to watch the Missouri Tigers, or the zoo to watch the Missouri Tigers. You don't care who they play or where it's at. And we got great fans, and you know we need to overcome that hurdle.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Yep.